Matanuska Sioux Sitna Borough, by state mandate, must redraw its borough district lines in light of the 2010 census. The census reflects a 50% growth rate in the borough over the past 10 years, while the Kinnick-Fairview area grew by more than 100%. In August, the Borough Assembly approved Ballot Proposition 1, which puts before the voters changes in Assembly district boundaries and the question of representation by 7 Assembly representatives. That means now voters must approve some changes in how the lines are drawn for the borough districts. Borough Municipal Clerk Lonnie McKechnie says the changes are minor.
The lines haven't changed too terribly much. What ends up happening is the population really grew in the Kinnick-Goose Bay area, which that Assembly District 5 had to get smaller, meaning the other districts had to get a little larger. So basically things moved a little south and to the east. So there's not drastic changes in the Assembly District lines.
McKechnie says if the voters turn down Prop 1, the state will step in.
The next step is we would need to send it. It would go to a commissioner with the state of Alaska, and they'd have to make a determination.
The reapportionment lines would keep the same number of districts and assembly seats that currently exist in borough government. Proposition 2 deals with road upgrades. The borough is asking voters to authorize the issuance of area-wide general obligation bonds of $32.1 million to finance borough-wide road improvements. If the proposition is passed, the state will match the local contribution. In 2007, the borough's long-range transportation plan identified $1.6 billion in road improvements to prevent unsafe conditions. The estimated cost to borough property owners for this election's road bond is $28.89 for every $100,000 of assessed value. Finally, Proposition 3 would authorize the borough to issue area-wide general obligation bonds of just under $215 million to finance borough school district capital improvements projects. The proposal is aimed at addressing the growth in the student population in borough schools. If passed, the measure would cost borough homeowners about $154 annually. Under the proposal, the state pays 70% of the projects with a local option of 30%. Bonds would not be issued for projects that do not qualify for the 70% reimbursement. The school bond proposition, if passed, would require borough taxpayers to be responsible for $64.3 million. For KSKA, I'm Ellen Lockyer.